Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Most honorable ulama-i kiram, respected elders, dear brothers, and our mothers and sisters, our honorable guest of tonight is such a personality who is not in need of any introduction. From the gathering that we see in front of us, alhamdulillah, people have come from far and wide, the Durban and district area, and this itself is indicative of the fact that people have recognized Hazrat and they look forward to deriving benefit from his personality. However, for the benefit of those people who may have not met Hazrat previously or who may have not heard about Hazrat previously, and also for the sake of introducing the proper and the authentic Allah Wala, so that we appreciate them more, we honor them more, we revere them more, we love them more, sometimes it is necessary to introduce these personalities, especially in a day and age when there are lots of people who are masquerading and parading around as Allah Wala, but in reality they are the wolves in sheepskin out to snatch and steal the iman of people. So to find a real Allah Wala, a real gem in this era and age, it is a great blessing and a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something which we must really appreciate and value, dear friends. Brief introduction to Hazrat Wala is that Peer-e-Tariqat Jami al-Shari'at, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Ahmad Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, hails from the town of Jang in Pakistan. After acquiring his basic schooling education where he matriculated, Hazrat also took up further secular studies and he graduated as an electronic engineer. But that did not stop him from his quest for further Islamic knowledge and studies, and he continued and he went on further to qualify and graduate as an alim adeen. And it didn't stop only at that, but he went further ahead by linking himself to a real Allah Wala, a great buzurg of that time, Murshid Alam, Hazrat Hafiz Ghulam Habib of Chakwal, Rahmatullah alayhi rahmatan wasi'a. After having spent many, many years in the sohbat of his sheikh and acquired the jewel of the marifat and the love of Allah Ta'ala, imbibing it in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then accepted Hazrat Maulana for different khidmats of deen. And not only is he the principal of the Darul Uloom in Jang, his own hometown, but by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's been to America and in the city of New York, which is known as the Big Apple, maybe rotten to an extent. In that Big Apple, there is, alhamdulillah, a beacon of light, a beacon of nur and hidayat in the form of Darul Ihsan, which is the Darul Uloom and the Khanqa established by Hazrat Wala and operating under his supervision and his patronage. But Hazrat Wala, this nur in his heart and this love of Allah that is overflowing is such a thing that does not allow him to sit and rest in one place of the world or in one corner of the world, but it drives him to different parts and corners of the world to go and share the sweet wine of the marifat and the love and the recognition of Allah Ta'ala with the thirsty people all around the world. And that is why we find Hazrat Wala undertaking numerous journeys of da'wat and irshad to different parts of the world. And alhamdulillah, Allah has caused his fares to reach far and wide. Particularly in Russia, thousands of ulama have taken bayat at his hands, and they have drunken from the love of Allah's ma'rifat and muhabbat at his hands. Thousands of muridin in that part of the world. In a sense we can say Hazrat was Fatih of Russia in the spiritual sense. The spiritual Fatih of Russia in this zaman and age. And thereafter Hazrat has traveled to many other parts of the world. He's been traveled extensively through the length and breadth of Europe, where he has thousands of muridin. America, of course, is his base and headquarters now. Pakistan, the East, and now, alhamdulillah, Africa has also been blessed with the presence and the constant tawajjuh and the coming of Hazrat. Now, it's not the first time Hazrat has been here before, and this is why his reputation has preceded him. And that is why we find, alhamdulillah, tonight in this majma, not only just the general public, but many, many ulama have come and they wish to derive benefit from Hazrat Wala. With that little introduction, dear friends, I just want to say this much, that this is not just a waaz, this is not just a bayan, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But more than that, we should understand that we are sitting in the sohbat of an Allah wala. And we are actually, we should feel, and we should make this niyat and intention, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. This should be our niyat here sitting tonight, not just to listen to a bayan or a waaz, but we are also being blessed with the opportunity of being in the sohbat of an Allah wala. Inshallah, if we sit with that intention, then it won't just be listening to a lecture or a talk which we normally listen to, but we will also be deriving great spiritual benefit. Let us attune our hearts to the heart of Hazrat. His heart is like, when he makes his tawajjuh on this gathering, all the hearts that are attuned to his heart, inshallah, will derive the noor of that tawajjuh. And we should understand it like a transmitter. A very powerful radio transmitter is transmitting its beams, its waves. And those whose radios are on and tuned in and fine-tuned, the more fine-tuned you are, the more, inshallah, you will derive this noor and faiz, inshallah, al-Aziz. So with this intention, inshallah, let us listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat Wala a long life. And Allah put barakat in all his efforts. Ameen. And Allah Ta'ala accept his journey and take him, Ameen, his face to all parts of the world. And may Allah make each one of us derive benefit from his presence here tonight. We are very fortunate Hazrat is on a journey. He's going away to tomorrow morning, inshallah. But the love of the people of Durban has brought Hazrat here. And he spared this one night for the people of Durban, for which we want to say shukriya to Hazrat. And we want to thank him from the depths of our heart.
سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله أعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created us as a human being. in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the human beings are divided into two groups. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. He who created you, and some of you, they are mu'min, and other they are kafir. So the division of mankind is in two groups, mu'min and kafir. The mu'min, they are ashabul yameen. And kuffar, they are ashabul shimal. Mu'min, they are ashabul maymana. And kuffar, they are ashabul mas'ama. Mu'min, they are ashabul jannah. And kuffar, they are ashabul nar. Mu'min, they are from Hizbul Rahman. And kuffar, they are from Hizbul Shaytan. So this is the major division in the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He personally loves those people who are mu'min. And He personally hates those people who are kuffar. And that's why we have been ordered not to get any resemblance with the kuffar. At all. مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُ. Even a small resemblance in our life, we are not allowed to have it with the kuffar. Otherwise, any person who will get the resemblance with the kuffar on the day of judgment, he will be standing on the same group. There was a person in India. He was a good person, but not a scholar. He died. Someone saw him in his dream. He asked him, "What is happening with you?" He said, "I am in great trouble. Once I made a mistake which I felt it was small. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was very great." There was a day, it was a day of Diwali, when the Hindus, they color the animals and the people, they put colors, they celebrate it. So they were celebrating their day. I was just walking along the street and I was having a paan in my mouth. I wanted to spit. In front of me there was a donkey. I just looked towards the donkey. I spit on him and then I said, "Oh, there is no one to color you, let me color you." This small action, which I felt was small, it was great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were celebrating their days, my enemies, and you made a contribution. So my grave has been made a hell, has been filled with the flame of the fire of hell. And that's why the mu'min, they have been forbidden to have their friendship with the kuffar. To have business affairs is different thing, but to have friendship is different. So the basic division in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in two groups. One mu'min and the other kuffar.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He personally loves those people who are mu'min. And the argument is from Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the friend of the believers. It could be said in other way, that these believers are the friend of Allah. But no. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the friend of the believers. He attributed this friendship towards Himself. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the friend of mu'min, of believers. There should be some argument that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the believers, the mu'min. The scholars have written that the big argument about love is that if some person loves someone, then he will give so many things to his beloved person, but he will feel he has given a very small thing. Whereas, if his beloved gives him a very small thing, he feels he has given me too much. So let's see in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given His countless blessings to us. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot. In spite of giving this much blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ مَتَاءُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Tell them that the mata of whole this world is very small. Value of whole this world is very small. Whereas the believers, they remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their lifespan was limited. Their breaths were limited. Their remembrance time was limited. Everything was limited, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He used the word kaseer for them and said, Wazzakirin Allah kaseeram wazzakirat. That those men and women who remember me excessively, our zikr, it was limited, but because it was from the beloveds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. So He used the word kaseer for them, although it was qaleel. So this is an argument that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the believers personally. Imam Rabbani Mujaddid al-Thani rahmatullah alayh, he wrote one of his book that there was one of my very good student, murid. His brother was sick and he was in last moments of his life. So his brother came running to me and said, Hazrat, please come to my home. My brother is in last moments of his life, so make dua and tawajjo, he will get benefit. He was student, he was good, and he was my neighbor. So I went to his home. I made lot of tawajjo and dua, but there was no change in the heart of his brother. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Thani rahmatullah alayh wrote that I felt tired. I made so much tawajjo, until I felt tired, but there was no change. I was surprised. So I requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what is the real matter? Then it was, a message was given in my heart that this person has a friendship with the kuffar, and due to that, a lock has been put on his heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the mu'mineen, and then He hates the kuffar. They are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are following the biggest enemy, shaitan. Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani adam, Allah ta'budu shaitan, innahu lakum adubbun mubin, wa an i'buduni, hadha siratum mustaqim. This is the straight path. That's why in ta'awuz, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used his only personal name, Allah. No other name. In tasmiyah, in bismillah, two other word names have been used. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So ar-Rahman and ar-Rahim, two other names have been used. But in ta'awuz, only one name has been used, and that is Allah. Why? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, you want to get escape from shaitan because he is my personal enemy. So I am going to use my personal name. So call me by my personal name. A'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the believer. He is so merciful, so kind on the believer, that even if they are committing sins and they are in ghaflat, any time in their life, they come on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and apologize and make tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their tawbah and forgive all their sins. So because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the mu'mineen, that's why the mu'mineen, they should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much they should love? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And those people who are believers, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extensively. Too much. Normally, there are four reasons due to which someone can love any person. Four different reasons. So let us see and analyze these four reasons. Number one, beauty. Any person who is beautiful, any building which is beautiful, any dress which is beautiful, any scenery which is beautiful, everyone would love to see it. Those people who have gone for Hajj and Umrah, they can well understand that after the Isha prayer, if you are sitting in the Mataf and looking toward Kaaba, such a beautiful scene, such a gigantic building, you cannot even express it in words. What feelings you can have. Everyone feels as if the time span should elongate, and I should keep sitting in this Mataf. So beautiful, subhanallah. So the first thing you love something is beauty. What we can imagine about the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of the beauty? Allah who created the beauty, what can be the amount is of his own state of his own beauty. Allahu jameelun wa yuhibbul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and he loves the beauty. So when he is beautiful, subhanallah, it means that he deserves that his servants should love him excessively. This is his beauty, that in this universe, in this world, the number of mankind who have loved him, who have sacrificed their lives for the sake of Allah, who have spent their time in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have spent their night times in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this much number of mankind have never worshipped any other one in this world. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ہم ہوئے تم ہوئے کہ میر ہوئے اس کی زلفوں کے سب اسیر ہوئے. Me, you and all, we all love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautiful. The creator of beauty. Subhanallah. The second reason of love is the characteristics, kamal, sifat. You see, these small kids, if they like the games, then just by looking some games on the TV, they start loving the players. They have never seen him. Some person from other country, but a small kid will say, I love him. Why? Because he has got a characteristic. We have not seen Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar رضي الله تعالى عنه, but still we love him. We have not seen Umar Farooq رضي الله تعالى عنه, but we love him. We have not seen Hazrat Usman Ghani رضي الله تعالى عنه, but we love him. We have not seen Hazrat Ali Murtada رضي الله تعالى عنه, but we love him. Why? Because they were so nice and good people that they got the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallam told them that they were from the people of paradise even in this world. So we love them. We have not seen Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayh, but still we love them. The reason is their kamal, their characteristics. They were the real pious persons in this world. So if we see and analyze the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot even analyze it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has mentioned himself in Quran, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئِنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. That, O my Prophet, tell them that if the water of the oceans of this world was changed into milk, into ink, and then the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were written, the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was written with that ink, the ink would have been finished, but the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not been finished. He told us even one step further. وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرِ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبَعَةَ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. That if all the trees in this world, they were cut and changed into pencil, and the water of the oceans of this world was increased to 7 times more with this much of ink and this much of pens, if the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was written, a time would have come when the inks would have been broken and the ink would have been finished, but the appreciation of Allah Ta'ala would never have been. Wow. He is so great, so great. That our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, At one time he himself said, Allahumma la uhsi sana'an alayk anta kama asnayta ala nafsi. Oh Allah, I cannot appreciate you. You are as you have appreciated yourself. He himself is Hamid and he himself is Mahmood. The third reason of love is the wealth of someone. You know, if a rich person gives his card to someone, he feels happy. He gave me his card. Let us see the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This kingdom is the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَى وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَى وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَى بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. He is so great. He has all the powers. And the wealth of everything is with him. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ سبحان اللہ قرآن عظیم الشان وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدْرٍ مَعْلُمٍ. And whatever thing is, we have its warehouses. سبحان اللہ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدْرٍ مَعْلُمٍ. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So he has barakat. His name has barakat. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكِ. His name has even blessings. He himself has blessings. So the third reason also tells us that we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth reason of love is the bounties of someone. Ihsanat. A person who is grateful to someone, so he will love him because he is grateful. If we try to see how much bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are on us, we cannot even count them. We cannot count them. Countless bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is possible to count the stars on the sky? No. Is it possible to count the drops of the rains of water? Is it possible to count the leaves of the trees in this world? No. Is it possible to count the grain of the sand in this world? No. But still, I can say, I dare to say, that to count the stars on the sky is still possible. To count the leaves of the trees in this world is still possible. To count the drops of waters of the rain is still possible. To count the grains of sand, particles of sand in this world is still possible. But to count the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is impossible. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you count the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot count that. So much blessing. Whatever we have is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he had not given us the eyesight, we would have been blind. If he had not given us the power of hearing, we would have been deaf. If he had not given us the power to speak, we would have been dumb. If he had not given us the brain, we would have been a mental case. If he had not given us the health, we would have been a sick person. If he had not given us the respect, then we would have been a disrespected person in the society. If he had not given us the wealth, we would have been a poor beggar in this world. So whatever we have with us, everything is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he gave us the tawfiq to say kalima. To be a believer. This is the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could create us in a form of an animal. And if in the shape of a mankind, he could create us in the house of some kafir. But no, we were created in the house of Muslims. We were small. We even never knew how to change our sight. In this age, our parents, they said Azan in 1 year and then Iqamat in the other. They made us listen the name of Allah in that small age. And when we were crying, and we were small, and we never knew what was good or bad for us, in this small age, our sister, she took us in her hands, or the mother took her in her hand. She always used to say, Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah, ma fi qalbi ghayrullah. We used to listen it. La ilaha illallah. You used to listen it. We were small. We even started just walking on the face of this earth. Our brother or our father, he used to catch our finger and take us to the masjid so that we should go and sit down in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he gave us this tawfiq. So if we look all these four reasons, then they demand that we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. He is the sole power. Whatever he wants, that goes, is implemented. Whatever he wishes is fulfilled. Let us see just few examples. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he was in the paradise. He wanted to stay in the paradise, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he decided him to send in this world. So eventually, whatever was the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was fulfilled. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is talking to his son, and he wanted that his son should board on the, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never wanted it. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. He drowned even in front of his father. So the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was fulfilled. People wanted to put Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into the fire so that he should burn. And they had heaps and heaps of wood. And then they put on the fire. The flames, they were sky high. And they put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into the fire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُكُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. that, O fire, you should become cold and comfortable for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he wanted, it was fulfilled. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam is laying down on the ground. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to sacrifice his son. He has a knife in his hand, a very sharp edged knife. He is the prophet of Allah. He wants to do it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never wanted it. So Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he was saved, and in his place some other animal, it was lying there. So the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was full. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mahbub Rabbul Alameen, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, he once decided that I will not use honey again. He decided in himself, I will not use it. Then the verses came down. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak, tabtaghi mardata azwajik, wallahu ghafurur rahim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he started using the honey again. So the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was fulfilled. So from these so many examples, we can conclude that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilled in each and every case. So that's why it's a big reason that we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, that the believers, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too much. We should love Him. Love is the condition of the heart. It is from a word, حُب, محبت. There is a word, حَبَّ. It means grain in Arabic. So love means a grain. When the grain, it is put in the ground and then some water is given, then it grows and fruit and flower, it comes out. So similarly, when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the ground of this heart, and then it grows and gives the fruit and flowers of good actions, of nek amal. So this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our good amal, they will get more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It depends upon the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, a person who makes 2 rakat, but in his 2 rakat, he is having so many different thoughts from outside. He will get the reward, but the amount will not be too much. Whereas a person who is muttaqi, who has got tazkiyah nafs or tasfiyah qalb, he makes 2 rakat. Then it is in hadith, man salla raka'atayn, the person who made 2 rakat in such a way that there was no external thought, wasawis in his mind, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgives all the previous sins of his life. Just on 2 rakat. So it means that the value of amal for a person who has love of Allah in his heart is much more than the other one. The difference is according to the difference of love. So those awliya Allah, those ulama, those sulaha, whose hearts are filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get lot of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. That's why there is a hadith, Ala taala shawq al abraru ila liqai wa ana ilayhim la ashaddu shawqa. Oh, the love of my believers for my encounter has increased, but I even love more than them to see them. وَأَنَا إِلَيْهِمْ لَا شَدُّ شَوْءٍ. That's one person, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes towards him. Then he takes one step, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes two steps. وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَا. And if my servant, he comes towards me walking on his foot, then my blessing goes towards him, running towards him. So it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his servants more than them. He is so great and he loves his servants. Subhanallah. And that's why we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can achieve this love in our heart? Two ways. Number one, we should remember him excessively. We should make his remembrance standing or laying down or sitting in whatever condition we are. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِ. In each and every condition we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first reason of love. And second one, that we should sit down in the company of those people whose hearts are filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, a person who starts sitting with the businessman, he gets the love of business. Similarly, a person who will sit down in the company of those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So simple. So these two things, they increase the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the heart is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, it's very easy to escape from sins, to be away from shaitan, and to do each and every good amal. It's very easy. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, once he was taking his goats in a meadow, and the goats were grazing. Some person just passed by him, and then he said, Subhana zil mulki wal malakut, Subhana zil izzati wal azmati wal haybati wal kudrati wal kibriyai wal jabaru. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he listened it, his heart was overfilled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just stood there and he said, oh my brother, can you say these words again? He said, what you are going to give me in lieu of that? He said, I can give you half of these goats. Half number of these goats you can take. He again said those sentences. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he enjoyed it and he wanted to listen it again. He said, oh my brother, can you say it again? He said, what you give me? No, the other half. I will give it to you. So he again said these words. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was so happy. He enjoyed it so much that he wanted to listen it again at any cost. He said, can you say it again? He said, you have no goat. What you are going to give me? He said, oh, you need a person who should take care of your goats. I will take care of your goats for my life. Say these words again. He said, oh, Ibrahim alayhi salam, congratulations to you. I am an angel. I came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me that go to my Khalil and say few good words about me and listen what he is going to pay to you in regard of it. This is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they used to make dua. two of the Sahaba at the time of Uhud, they made dua. One of them said, "Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq to kill the leader of the enemy." And the other one, he made dua, "Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq to fight with the leaders of the enemy. He should try to kill me, I should try to kill him, and a time should come when he should kill me in your path. And oh Allah, he should cut my ears, take out my eyes. And I should stand in this state in front of you on the day of judgment. And you should ask me, oh my servant, what happened to your eyes and ears?" And I should said, "Oh Allah, this was a gift of love which I have given to you in my heart." This is the love of Allah. That a person feels that he should sacrifice himself on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in the time of Sahaba, there were two, either Sahaba or Tabi'een. They were captured by the enemy. And he was Christian. He wanted that these people should change their religion so that he should make them the leader of their army. He tried to negotiate with them, but no result. Then he said, "Oh, I will give you this benefit and this," but still no result. Then he got angry. He said, "Oh, you don't listen to me? Okay, there is a boiling oil. I will put you in that oil." They said, "Fakde ma antaka, do whatever you want to do." So he ordered, and they took one of them and put him into the oil. And he looked toward the other one. Then he felt that he was crying. Tears were coming out from the eyes. He said, "Oh, don't cry. I will not put you in this oil. If you listen to me and you accept whatever I have told you, I am not going to put you in the oil." And then he replied that, "Oh, kafir, you feel that I am crying, you will put me in this oil?" He said, "Yes." He said, "No." "Then why you are crying?" He said, "I am crying that I had a thought in my mind." "What you are thinking?" He said that, "I had a thought that I have only one life. You will put me once in this aisle and I will die. I was thinking if I had so many lives as the amount of hairs on my body, I could have sacrificed all these lives on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you want to sacrifice everything on the name of Allah. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she was washing the coins, dirham, dinar. She was washing them. So Rasulullah looked at her and asked her, "Aisha, why you are washing these coins?" She said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have listened from you that whenever we give something in the path of Allah to some beggar, then this money reaches in the hands of Allah first before reaching in the hands of these beggars. So when I listen, I always wash these coins because the clean coins should reach in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you love Him, then you want to make your amal more and more complete, beautiful. Then you would like to pray with peace of mind. That is the difference. We pray, but as if there is someone behind us, and he is trying to beat us. And Sahaba and our mashayikh, they used to pray, and they used to say Allahu Akbar, as if they have said Allahu Akbar to the dunya in some other phase of their life. So we should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Oh Allah, fill our hearts with your love." Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make this dua. And he used to make dua, "Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka." "Oh Allah, I ask from you your love. And hubba man yuhibbuk. And those people who love you, O Allah, I ask their love as well. وَهُبْ عَمَلِي يُبَلِّغُنَا إِلَاكُمْ. So number one, we should love, we should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many persons who pray every day, but they ask Allah good business. They want good house. They want beautiful wife. They want so many other things. Is there anyone who is sitting in some corner and crying and saying, Oh Allah, I want you from yourself. Oh Allah, I want you from you. Allahumma inni as'aluka minka. So this should be our target. Today's our ambitions are different. Teri dua se qaza to badal nahi sakti. Magar hai isse ye mumkin ke tu badal jaye. Teri dua hai ke ho teri arzu puri. Meri dua hai teri arzu badal jaye. We should change our ambition. Not worldly things. We should ask Allah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should ask the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our real target. That is what we need. Our hearts should be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the situation of our namaz, our tilawat, it will be different. We read Quran, but do you feel that as if we are having a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. We read namaz, do we have the feeling as if we are looking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking towards us? أَنْتَ عَبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ. Neither this nor that. We don't have any of these two situations. So what type of namaz we are praying every day? Even there was a big mosque. Someone narrated that the imam, he made salam and then he asked, have I made 2 rakat or 4 rakat? There was no one in the masjid who can confidently say with confidence that we have made 4 rakat. No. All of them, they were saying, we don't know. So if this is the situation of our namaz, and this is one of the alamat-e-qiyamat, that you will feel that the masjid will be filled with the persons, but their hearts they will not be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our objective. Should be our ambition. Should be our goal of life. To achieve it, to fill our hearts with this love. And then, subhanallah, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give a special protocol to His lovers.
Allah.
Yes, it is in a hadith that on the day of judgment, still the people will be standing for their hisab. There will be some person, they will reach on the door of the paradise and they will ask and demand Rizwan, who will be in charge of the paradise, that please open the door. Open the door. And he will be surprised and he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, still the hisab, the mizan, that has not been held, and these people demand that open the door. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell, O Rizwan, they are my lovers. They lived in the world for my love. They were always busy in reciting the Quran, in making the namaz, in leading their life according to my commandments, according to the sunnah of my prophet. Throughout their life, they were just waiting for that time when they could have my encounter. And they know that they can have my encounter in paradise. So that's why they have come to the door. Open the door. Let them go without any hisab kitab into the paradise. Those people who will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be their condition. So we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, fill our hearts with your love, so that we should lead our life according to the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and according to the orders and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to Sharia. Everything will be easy then. To lead the life according to Sharia will become very easy. If the love is filled, innal muhibba lima yuhibbu mutiyun. That the lover, if he loves someone, he follows him. So if we will have love in our heart, we'll follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will become very easy for us. And that's what we need today. And that's the real objective of our coming and sitting in this masjid. After the prayer, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fill our hearts with your love.
Amen.
And make it easy for us to obey the sunnah of Prophet in each and every walk of our life.
Amen.
Right from the morning up to the evening, and from the day up to the night. Every action should be according to the sunnah of our Prophet. That's the indication that we have love in our heart. It's not just a word that we should say, oh, our heart is filled with the love, but our action should be against the Sharia. This is not love. He is mistaken. A person whose heart is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proof is that his life will be according to the Sharia and Sunnah. Everything according to Sharia. Hazrat Imam Rabbani Mujaddid Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote in his Maktubat, he said that in this Ummah, such a great saints and scholars have led their life that the angels could not get the chance to write a sin for 20 years of their life. For 20 years of their life, the angels, they did not have a chance to write the sin. No sin. Sin-free life. Subhanallah. Such a good life. Such a good life. This we can achieve with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excessively. We should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And then it will become very easy for us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make our life according to the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should follow the path of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than everything in this world. And that is the requirement that has been told in Quran. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. So our heart should be filled with the love, and this love should dominate every love, whatever we have. So we should basically love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then whatever orders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that you should love your parents, your teachers, your mashayikh, the other mu'min, we should love them. And this love is due to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not due to our nafs, not due to ourselves. So because this is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is basically the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should dominate. Let me give you one example from just few 100 years back. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ali Jauhar Rahmatullah Alayh, He spent his life, but not too far. He was the student of our Akabiri, our Mashayikh. From so many students, he was one student. But because he got the company of some of the ulama, ulama-i Deoband, Mashayikh, that's why he had love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. He made a commitment that until the Muslims of India at that time, combined India, are not given freedom, I will make my struggles for that. And then he thought, let me go to UK and then write in the newspapers until we are given the freedom. So he went there and he started writing. He was a very good writer. In the meantime, he got so many threats. Don't do this, don't do this. So then he wrote some verses in Urdu. تم یوں ہی سمجھنا کہ فنا میرے لیے ہے تم یوں ہی سمجھنا کہ فنا میرے لیے ہے پر غیب میں سامان بقا میرے لیے ہے اللہ کے رستے کی جو موت آئے مسیحا اکثیر یہی ایک دوا میرے لیے ہے اور توحید تو یہ ہے کہ خدا حشر میں کہہ دے توحید تو یہ ہے کہ خدا حشر میں کہہ دے یہ بندہ تو عالم سے خفا میرے لیے توحید تو یہ ہے کہ خدا حشر میں کہہ دے یہ بندہ تو عالم سے خفا میرے لیے Then his daughter, she got ill. Mother took her to the physician and they said, she is having such a sickness which has no remedy. So the mother brought her daughter to her home and asked her, if you have anything which I can do for you. She said, I have the ambition to see at the face of my father before my death. Mother said, he is not here. She said, okay, let me write a letter to my father. So she wrote a letter. Her name was Fatima. So Fatima, the daughter of Maulana Muhammad Ali Jauhar, rahmatullah alayh, she wrote a letter to her father and said, oh father, I am just waiting for my death. I am on my deathbed. Can you please come once so that I could be able to see at your face before my death? Now imagine what happens to the father who receives a letter from his adult daughter waiting for her death on the deathbed. But he had made a commitment for the Muslims. So he wrote just two verses on the back of that letter and posted it back. And these two verses are very strange. He said, میں تو مجبور سہی اللہ تو مجبور نہیں میں تو مجبور سہی اللہ تو مجبور نہیں تجھ سے میں دور سہی وہ تو مگر دور نہیں میں تو مجبور سہی اللہ تو مجبور نہیں تجھ سے میں دور سہی وہ تو مگر دور نہیں تیری صحت ہمیں منظور ہے لیکن اس کو
nahi manzoor to phir humko bhi manzoor nahi. Allah, this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this much love in our heart. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. رب کریم ہم ظاہر میں بندے ہیں حقیقت میں نہایت گندے ہیں اللہ ہمارے اندر کی گندگیوں کو دور فرما دلوں کی ظلمت کو دور فرما دلوں کی سختی کو دور فرما اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما ہمارے دل کی دنیا کو آباد فرما رب کریم ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما روئے روئے سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما ہماری ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی میں اپنی محبت پیدا فرما میرے مالک ہمارے علم میں برکت پیدا فرما عمل میں برکت پیدا فرما رزق میں برکت پیدا فرما عزت میں برکت پیدا فرما صحت میں برکت پیدا فرما کاموں میں برکت پیدا فرما اللہ ہمارے فیصلوں میں برکت پیدا فرما موقع کے مناسب صحیح فیصلے کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما قدم قدم اپنی برکتیں شامل حال فرما رب کریم ہمیں نماز کی حضوری نصیب فرما اے اللہ ہمیں سجدے کا سرور نصیب فرما رب کریم قرآن پاک پڑھنے کا لطف نصیب فرما اے اللہ رات کے آخری پہر کے مناجات کی لذتیں نصیب فرما میرے مولا ہمیں ایمان حقیقی کی حلاوت نصیب فرما رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ رحمت اور کرم کا معاملہ فرما اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما نفس اور شیطان کے مکر و فریب سے محفوظ فرما اللہ برا چاہنے والوں کی برائی سے محفوظ فرما حاسدوں کے حسد سے محفوظ فرما اے اللہ ہماری جان مال کی حفاظت فرما عزت آبرو کی حفاظت فرما اے اللہ ہمارے ایمان کی حفاظت فرما پروردگار عالم ہمارے حال پر رحمت کی نظر فرما رب کریم کاروباری پریشانیوں کو دور فرما گھر بار کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما اے اللہ صحت سے متعلقہ پریشانیوں کو دور فرما اولاد سے متعلقہ پریشانیوں کو دور فرما رب کریم ہمیں دنیا اور آخرت میں کامیابیاں نصیب فرما اے مالک ہمیں حلال طیب پاکیزہ رزق نصیب فرما جو مقروض ہیں ان کے قرض کی ادائیگی کی سبیل پیدا فرما اے اللہ اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ ہمیں نیکوکاری کی زندگی نصیب فرما اے اللہ دلوں میں جو نیک مقاصد ہیں ان کو پورا فرما جو نیک تمنائیں ہیں ان کو پورا فرما رب کریم ہمارے اٹکے ہوئے کاموں کو اپنی رحمت سے پایہ تکمیل تک پہنچا اور الجھے ہوئے کاموں کو اپنی رحمت سے سلجھا اور اے اللہ ہمارے ساتھ اپنی مدد شامل حال فرما اے اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما اے اللہ ہمیں اپنی سچی محبت نصیب فرما اپنے پیارے محبوب کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما ان کے صحابہ اور ان کے اہل بیت کرام کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما اے اللہ اپنے پیارے اولیاء کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما دنیا اور آخرت میں ان کے قدموں میں جگہ نصیب فرما رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما اے اللہ زندگی میں جتنے بھی گناہ کیے سب معاف فرما اے اللہ جو محفل میں کیے معاف فرما تنہائی میں کیے معاف فرما اے اللہ ہم نے ارادے سے کیے وہ بھی معاف فرما بنا ارادے کے کیے وہ بھی معاف فرما دن میں کیے وہ بھی معاف فرما جو رات میں کیے وہ بھی معاف فرما پروردگار سر کے اس بوجھ کو دور فرما اور گناہوں کے بوجھ سے ہمیں محفوظ فرما میرے مولا ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرما اے اللہ آپ اے اللہ آپ کے محبوب نے ہمیں آپ کا در دکھایا اور یہ بھی بتلا دیا کہ اس در کے سوا کوئی دوسرا در نہیں تو اللہ آپ کو منانا اس وقت تک ضروری ہے جب تک کہ آپ راضی نہیں ہو جاتے اللہ ہمیں اپنی رضا نصیب فرما اللہ ہمیں اپنی رضا نصیب فرما مولا ہمیں اپنی رضا نصیب فرما رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ درگزر کا معاملہ فرما
اے اللہ آپ نے قرآن پاک میں ارشاد فرمایا ادعونی استجب لکم، تم دعا کرو میں دعاؤں کو قبول کروں گا، پروردگار آپ بھی سچے آپ کا کلام بھی سچا، مولا جو دعائیں مانگی اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، اپنے کرم سے قبول فرما، اللہ ہم آپ کی شان بے نیازی سے ڈرتے ہیں، مولا جب بے نیازی کا ظہور ہوتا ہے تو بلم باور کی 500 سال کی باتوں کو ٹھکرا کے رکھ دیتے ہیں اور مانگی ہوئی دعاؤں کو پھٹے کپڑے کی طرح منہ پہ مار دیتے ہیں، مولا ہم آپ کی بے نیازی سے ڈرتے ہیں، اللہ جب رحمت کا ظہور ہوتا ہے تو فضیل بن عیاض کو ڈاکوں کی سرداری سے نکال کے ولیوں کا سردار بنا دیتے ہیں، مولا ہم بھی گناہگار ہیں خطا کار ہیں، گناہوں بھری زندگی سے نکال کر ہمیں تقوی کی زندگی عطا کیجئے، سچی اور سچی زندگی عطا کیجئے، مولا اتباع سنت والی زندگی عطا کیجئے، مولا اپنی مدد عطا کر فرمائیے، رب کریم رحمت کا معاملہ کیجئے، اللہ ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرمائیے، مولا ہم نے جو بھی گناہ کیے سب معاف فرما، اے اللہ جو ٹوٹے پھوٹے نیک اعمال کیے اپنی رحمت سے ان کو قبول فرما، اور رب کریم ہمارے اے اللہ جو اولاد کے طلبگار ان کو نیک اولاد نصیب فرما، جن کے اولاد ہیں ان کی اولادوں کو نیکوکار بنا، فرما بردار بنا، ماں باپ کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا، اور جن گھروں میں جوان بچے بچیاں موجود ہیں اللہ ان بچوں کے مستقبل کو روشن فرما، اور ماں باپ کے لیے ان کے فرض ادا کرنے آسان فرما، مولا ہماری آنے والی نسلوں کے ایمان کی حفاظت فرما، رب کریم ہم اپنے بچوں کو اے اللہ پڑھائی کے لیے اور دوسرے کاموں کے لیے باہر بھیجتے ہیں، رب کریم تو دائیں بائیں سے ان کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ آگے پیچھے سے ان کی حفاظت فرما، رب کریم تو ان کا محافظ بن جا، اور پروردگار ان کو اپنے پسندیدہ بندوں میں شامل فرما، اے اللہ دور دور سے آپ کے یہ بندے آپ کے سامنے دامن پھیلائے بیٹھے ہیں، رب کریم ان کی فریاد کو قبول فرما، اور اے اللہ ہماری امیدوں سے بڑھ کر ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما، اے اللہ جب کوئی مانگنے والا کسی دنیا سدار سخی کے دروازے پہ جاتا ہے اس کو بھی یقین ہوتا ہے کہ کچھ نہ کچھ لے کے جاؤں گا، مولا ہم تو سخیوں کے داتا کے دربار میں ہیں، اللہ آپ کے در پر بیٹھے ہیں، رب کریم دامن کو بھر دیجئے، اللہ تیری ایک نگاہ کی بات ہے میری زندگی کا سوال ہے، آپ کی رحمت کی نظر ہوگی ہمارا بیڑا پار ہو جائے گا، کشتی کنارے لگ جائے گی، رب کریم یہ خزاں کی فصل کیا ہے فقط ان کی چشم پوشی، وہ اگر نگاہ کر دیں تو ابھی بہار آئے، اللہ آپ کی رحمت کی نظر ہوگی ہماری زندگی میں بہار آ جائے گی، پروردگار رحمت کی نظر فرما دیجئے، کرم کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہم بگڑے ہوئوں کی اے اللہ حالت کو سنوار دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، ٹوٹے پھوٹے نیک عملوں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، اور ہمیں بھی اپنے پسندیدہ بندوں میں شامل فرما لیجئے، مولا آپ کے ہاں قابلیت کو کوئی دخل نہیں، آپ کے ہاں تو قبولیت کا معاملہ ہے، مولا ہم جتنے بھی خطا کار ہیں جتنے بھی گناہگار ہیں اگر آپ قبول کرنے پہ آئیں تو مولا ایک نظر کا معاملہ ہے، مولا ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما، اے اللہ ہم ناپ تول کے قابل نہیں، ہمیں حساب سے محفوظ فرما دینا، اللہ قیامت کے دن حساب سے محفوظ فرما دینا اور بنا حساب والا معاملہ فرما دینا، رب کریم ہم دنیا میں آپ کے محبوب کی زیارت نہیں کر سکے، مولا اب قیامت کے دن ہمیں ان کے جھنڈے کے نیچے حاضری کی توفیق عطا فرمانا، ان کے ہاتھوں حوض کوثر کا جام عطا کر دینا، مولا قیامت کے دن ان کے قدموں میں جگہ نصیب کر دینا، رب کریم وہ آپ کے کتنے خوش نصیب بندے ہوتے ہیں احرام باندھ کے نکلتے ہیں لبیک اللہم لبیک پڑھ رہے ہوتے ہیں، اللہ کوئی غلاف کعبہ کو پکڑ کے دعائیں کرتا ہے، کوئی ملتزم سے لپٹ کے دعائیں مانگتا ہے، اللہ مقام ابراہیم پہ سجدے کر کر کے دعائیں مانگتا ہے، اللہ ہمیں بھی ان میں سے بنا، اور بار بار اپنے در کی حاضری نصیب فرما، اپنے محبوب کے در کی حاضری نصیب فرما، رب کریم جو حضرات اس وقت دین کی محنتیں دنیا میں کر رہے ہیں، جو مدارس دین کا کام کر رہے ہیں، اللہ سب ان محنتوں کو قبول فرما اور ان اداروں کو دن دگنی رات چوگنی ترقی نصیب فرما، رب کریم دنیا میں جہاں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں سب کی پریشانی کو دور فرما، امت مسلمہ کو عزت رفتہ نصیب فرما، دنیا میں اسلام کا بول بالا فرما، اور رب کریم ہمیں پوری زندگی شریعت و سنت کے مطابق گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، رب رب کریم اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ ہمارے اٹھنے سے پہلے ہمارے گناہوں کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ اٹھنے سے پہلے گناہوں کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ جیسے ایک عرابی نے آ کر دعا مانگی تھی, اللہم اغفر فإنک لا تغفر فاغفر, اے اللہ مغفرت فرما دے, اور اگر آپ نے مغفرت نہیں بھی کرنی پھر بھی مغفرت فرما دے. اللہ ہمارا اللہ بخشش ہماری ضرورت ہے, آپ کو منانا ہماری ضرورت ہے. مولا آپ ہم سے ناراض نہ ہوئیے اور ہمیں اپنی رضا عطا فرما دیجئے. رب کریم ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرمائیے. اللہ اگر دور مستورات بیٹھی ہوئی ان دعاؤں پر آمین کہہ رہی ہیں ان کو بھی ان میں شامل فرمائیے. جو دوست احباب آنا چاہتے تھے آج کی محفل میں نہیں آپ آ سکے, اے اللہ ان کو بھی ان دعاؤں میں شامل فرما لیجئے. اللہ جو ہمارے اساتذہ مشائخ اور والدین یا دوسرے رشتہ دار احباب دنیا سے چلے گئے جن کے ہمارے اوپر حقوق آتے تھے, اللہ ان کو بھی ان دعاؤں میں سے حصہ عطا فرما دیجئے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, تب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم